Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're learning this daf in Djerba, very famous island with a 2,500-year Jewish identity and Jewish settlement, Ad Hayoim Hazeh. We're here courtesy of Mrs. Schreiber and Legacy Kosher Tours. And we're going to start the third line at the beginning of Lamed Beis, Amar Aleph, Acheres Hadar Yoni. What is this referring to? We had this this term already used in the Mishnah, Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. And it said about the Cheres Hadar Yoni that it happens to be Osur. What means Osur? Osur both in terms of Isr Shtia and Isr Hana. The question is, what does Cheres Hadar Yoni mean? My Hadar Yoni. Omer Yira Omer Shmuel Cheres Shel Hadar Yonis Kesar. This is Cheres from the times of Hadar Yonis Kesar. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us somewhat cryptically, starting on the second line, Shel Hadar Yonis Kesar, Kishiyoitzi Begaisois, Mailichon Imai. Hadar Yonis instituted in terms of his army. The army needed food and drink on a constant basis, like every military. Okay, it's one thing making sandwiches, but what do you do in terms of drink? So as you'll recall, we heard already from Rabbi Becher a few days ago that the typical standard mashke that people drank at that time was wine. Why? Number one, they didn't have Polish spring water bottles. And number two, the water that came from streams and from lakes very often was polluted, was not sanitized. So the favorite drink that people had, many people drank it three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and supper, they drank wine. But if you're going to go and transport wine, number one, if it's in bottles, it can break. And number two, if in nodos or kankanim, the various canteens that they use, that could be very heavy. So Hadar Yonis came up with a wonderful idea. And that is, the Gemara will explain in greater detail, ki osur avdimi omar karkab sulu haisa. What they would do is they would take virgin territory that had never been plowed, planted before, and there they would go and plant vineyard. Avda cultivated it, Nota planted it with grape seeds, and what happened now? Baruch Hashem, very luscious, strong grapes would grow. Then they would take those grapes, and of course they would squeeze them in your regular wine press, and they would make wine out of it. Now this wine, which was supercharged by the fact that this was on virgin land, virgin territory, so it was full of minerals and nutrients, and what they would do is they would take that wine and they would fill it with gulfi chivri. Gulfi means chavias, in barrels or in containers of chivri. Chivri means white, and Rashi says that means that they were brand new. That's why they were white, because chicheres, as we know, once it starts absorbing stuff, that's why when it comes to klicheres, shvirosan zuhi taharosan, you can't go and metire a klicheres. All the klicheres that you, even those that they find today in the ruins next to the base of Migdish, could very well have been klicheres that they used in connection with kodshim, and the bleus of the kodshim got into the walls of those klicheres. And you can never use the klicheres later on because there's noiser baked into those klicheres. So shvirasan zuhi tarasan. You can't toivel in the mikveh. You can't remove the bleis. You just break it. And that's why when you find in antiquities all this broken pottery, don't think that the pottery was broken over the ages. It may have been broken chetchila at that time because you can't use it any longer. Anyway, as a result of the fact that we had these kli cheres, which were brand new, they now absorbed as much as possible from the wine, because there were no prior bleis, and therefore these were the first bleis that got into the walls of the kli cheres, and they would leave it there for a few days or whatever, until it absorbed like half of or three quarters of the wine inside the barrel is no longer in the barrel. Now it's in the walls of the klicheres. And what they would do after that is they would go and break it into small pieces of cheres. And they would go and carry that with them in their knapsacks or wherever. Wherever they had a resting stop, they were going to eat now. What do? Tarluhu, they would go and take those pieces of klicheres, and they would have the equivalent of what we would call today a fruit concentrate in the walls of the klicheres. So they would now go and put it in water, presumably water that they made sure was nice and clean, and by leaving it there in the water for an hour or two, a lot of the bleios of the wine would come out, not all, but a lot, would go into the water, and it would taste like a shmaka wine. Now we might think to ourselves, come on, yeah, give me a break. At best it tasted like grape juice or something like that, as if you were adding some Kool-Aid, grape Kool-Aid to some water, and it was a nice drink. No, no, Rabbi Isai says, you're absolutely wrong. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi.
Did the Dafka use this wine for idol worship or something? Anyway.
No, it would be also Stam Yenam, even if you're not Altiyai Nesach. Stam Yenam, as you know, is Midrabanan, and Gzeiru Otu Chasnus, and Gzeiru Otu Yayin Nesach. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Omer Bishua ben Levi on Daf Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, 32a, Lamed Beis Omer Aleph. Omer Bishua ben Levi, don't put down the quality of the wine from the Cheres Hadar Yonis. It's probably the end of 32a1, or Lamed Beis Aleph 1. Basof. If not, then it would be Beis Batchila. As Omer Bishua ben Levi, what is? Don't be nervous. We want you to participate actively. So Omer Bishuv Levi, Varish Shalonu, Kishlishi Shalahen. The strength of the wine was such. They did this multiple times because the bleois were so rich and so full of wine concentrate, bleois, in the walls, even after doing it three times. They did it once on Monday, extracted some of the bleois on Monday, and then Tuesday. Wednesday, this is the third time they're doing it. It has the same quality, same taste, same effect, as if it was the first of our wine, breaking out a brand new bottle of wine. You start pouring the wine, you compare that to the wine from the concentrate inside the walls of the Cheres HaDayani, just as Gishmak. You could not detect any difference in quality between the two. And therefore, obviously, the first and the second time that they extracted the bleois from the wine into the water, it was even more Gishmak than a brand new bottle of wine that we would break open now. Okay, bottom line is, we now know what Cheres HaDayani means. This was something that was, I didn't know that Hadayonis himself came up with this idea, but this was developed in his time, and his military used this, and this was considered to be a very novel innovation. And our Mishnah tells us, since there's Goyisha wine inside, baked into the walls, it's Osir Bahano. Question is, Iboilu, Isra No is clearly on the wine itself, but what about on the Kli Cheres? Is the Kli Cheres also Osir Bahano? So you're saying to yourself, what do you mean the klicheres? That's where the wine is. Yeah, but can you use it for non-wine purposes? So iboilehu, mau lisvach behen kroy hamita. You have either gemara?
Sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created extra gemaras. So we were on Lamed Beis Omed Aleph, Rachman Liba Boy. To learn it with the ganze leif. Lamed Beis. So we're right before, you see that there is a parenthesis in the middle of the Omed, with three lines above that. Iboilu, ma lismach behen kroy hamita. I don't want to use the Cheres HaDayani for wine purposes, for eating, for drinking. I want to use it for zaitigazachen. Zaitigazachen means third party type of things. For instance, my bed is very shaky at night, and I want to make sure that I can sleep well without shaking during the night. So I want to put something underneath one of the legs. Oh, I have a shtikl Cheres HaDayani. Can I put that underneath the leg to keep the bed stable? The reason why I want its kium is not because I want the wine. Forget, the wine's all kind of dread. I know this is non-kosher wine, bleois, inside the walls. I don't even look at it. But I do need something to hold up my bed. Can I use it for those Is the Isra no only vis-a-vis the intent, machshava, because somehow Rabbi wants to use this wine? You're going to tell me, we can't use the wine because it's awesome. Yeah, but what happens if you took the wine and you added water to it, and I have nice concentrate, I could sell it to a goy here in Jerba and tell him that this is the same quality wine as a brand new bottle. That would be an Isra no, because I'm having a no from the wine content, the wine concentrate in the wort. But I don't want that wine. I only want the piece of klicheres to go and hold up my kriyamita. Is that permissible or not? Toshima, tzemach loikas, terblos Rabbi Yochanan, chad achad osar, v'chad shari, and then you have here in our Gemara, v'hilchas akiman di osar, but on the side of Maseir Sashah says that the Rosh is not goydus these words, because perhaps he holds in fact that it's mutter, which in fact is what it's mashma from the Gemara, because once the Gemara paskins that it's osar, l'chayr, we're done. The more asakasha on the mandiyama that holds that it is mutter. Meisvei hadar durin v'harukvoi shel oivdikachovim. What are dardurim and rukvoi? Says Rashi, these are different sizes of containers that were used to transport liquids, such as wine. So dardurim, says Rashi, aliginin katanim, kleinchige, small canteens. Rukvoi are much larger, like a chemis. Probably the difference between such a small bottle and the larger bottles of water that you typically find. Aha, okay, two different sizes. Shalav zicham, that belong to goy. Yain shli Yisrael konis behen. And not non-kosher wine, but kosher wine is being stored in these bottles. Voshteit nigmara, osir b'shtiyo mutribana. You now let it go and drink the wine, because it may have bliois from the fact that these containers are goyisha containers. So osir b'shtiyo mutribana, which, by the way, is a reflection of what we had in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also, we said the same thing, that if you have cheres ha'dayoni, v'oiris levuvin, Reb Shimon Gamliel, oim izman, shekeres sholei ogel, agan samaisa. But then he continues on, noidis, we'll talk about that in a moment. Noidis oivdik achov, dekan kanem. Oh, noidis, I'm just reading from the Mishnah on Chof Tesem, the base, noidis dekan kanem, also different sizes of containers. V'yayin shol Yisrael konus bohen, and there's wine stored in those containers, kosher wine. Asurin the suron iser hano divra meira meira said not only is it also b'shi it's also bano the chachamim aimrim any suron iser hano there's only an iser shtia no iser hano this brisa seems to be word for word like our mishnah we're talking about not noidois in kankanim we're talking about dardurim the rukvois same thing shalayv the chum that belong to the goyim v'yayin shi yisrael konas ben also b'shtia mutra bano like the rabbanon of our mishnah. Your question of when it's bottle shishim, bittle b'shishim is always a b'dieved thing, not a l'chadchila thing. So l'chadchila, you cannot rely on it being bottle b'shishim. Therefore, if you have a non-kosher kli of a goy, which is boleya, and has it presumably non-kosher wine in the side, you're not allowed to go and use it. And the question is it only iser shtia, or is it even iser hano? And that's a b'chloikis in the Mishnah, and this b'raisa holds that it's only an iser shtia. However, hey, it's Shimon ben Guda. Notice that Guda spelled Gimel Vav Dalet Aleph. This will become important shortly. Hey, it's Shimon ben Guda. Lifnei benoisha Ram Gamliel. Al Ram Gamliel. So Shimon ben Guda is telling the son of Ram Gamliel about his father that he remembers in the Alta Tzahatan. Shosem imenu ba'akoy. That he once drank wine in Akoy. We're from these dardurim and rukvois, in other words, that were kosher wine that had been in non-kosher containers, and when they heard that, when the Talmidim heard that, they said, "Skonish zayin, you're making a mistake." The Heiligerim Gamliel certainly didn't go and drink. After all, the Mishnah only has a machloikis whether it's only aser b'shtia or also aser b'hanah. But mutter b'shtia, man the char shemay. Nobody ever said that it's mutter b'shtia. Okay, we're going to get back to this story shortly. But why did we bring this brisa? Continues the brisa. Noidish aloyv gechav, like our Mishnah. Noidish kankanam with gechav. Reb Shim Gamliel, Oy Mishim Reb Shua ben Kifusoi. Oser lasas mehen shtichen lachamar. Now the noid that we're talking about, normally we think of containers. We think of, you know, containers made out of metal, made out of plastic, made out of wood, what have you, glass. These noidis were made canteens made out of oyer, made out of leather. leather canteens. And what does it say about it? That these belong to Avdei Kochavim, so therefore they were used at one time for wine, full of blias of non-kosher wine. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel in the name of Rav Shua ben Kifusoi, also lasses men shtichen lechamar. You're now let it go and use it for shtichen. Shtichen means, since we're talking about something which is leather, and if my chamar needs the equivalent of a saddle, when you go horseback riding, I think that's what we're doing today, among other activities, you put on a normal saddle, which is nice and hard, and you sit on it. When you're talking about a chamor, you put on what's more than the equivalent of a shetiach. Even in Eretz Yisrael today, the word shetiach means a carpet or a rug. So you put like a rug on the back of the chamor, and then either you sit on it, or you put freight on it, because chamorim are usually used for freight, except, of course, with Bilam and his osoin, as we know from the Rashi in Parshas Balak. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, what you're allowed to do is you have a worn-out noid of Oyvdei Chachavim, you're allowed to go and take it and fashion it into some sort of leather cover on top of the chamar for sitting or for freight, etc. Oh, so we have our raya. He doesn't want the wine inside this noid. He wants to be able to go and use this somewhat worn-out noid to fashion a shetich and to sit on it or to put the packages on it. Uktani di aser. Oh, so that's the very shayla that we were asking. We asked, Maul lismech behen kroy amita. I want to take the cheres hadayoni. I don't want to go and use it for purposes of wine. I want to use it for purposes of holding up the leg of the bed or something similar, which the Gemara calls, he needs it ayidei dover acher. I don't want the wine. I want its keel. I want to keep this kli cheres ayidei dover acher for other extraneous purposes. Oh, so that's our case. I'm using the noid for shtich. Oh, and it says, Ktani de Oser. So I have a direct challenge on the Mandiyoma that says that it's mutter. And that's why it's unlikely that the Hilchus of Kimandi Oser would have already come prior to the Gemara. Normally, after the Gemara brings a nice raya, oh, the Hilchus. Good. Anyway, continuing on, Vili Taimich. Okay, so L'chura have a stark akash. Freiter, Vili Taimich, let me ask you faket. Kankanim shall oivdi chovim. What happens if kankan? Kankanim means that you have containers, presumably not leather containers, but kankanim, a kankan made out of metal, made out of klicheres, made out of something. V'itamech kankanim shall oivdi chovim, litzeru lemizbon. It should be also to go and sell them. Now the Gemara doesn't bring the makor where it says that it's mutter, but the Gemara assumes that that's a different poshet, that you're allowed to sell a kankan shel oivdei kochavim. What are you going to sell a kankan for? If a kankan can only be used in connection with wine, so the problem, there's wine blios inside this kankan. Muzduch Zayin says anymore, he wants to use his kankan for something else, for storage. As you know, on our tour, we can ask Rabbi Yale, he can testify, attest to the fact that they have 40, 60, 100 boxes where they're constantly transporting all different types of foods from place to place. And half of those boxes contain nash. Really? Yeah. There must be a lot of children on the tour. Anyway, so that nash, of course, is in plastic bag. So you need to put it into, I don't have any boxes left. Where am I going to put it? Put it into a kankan. It's taka, a kankan of the chodesh mole yoshen, a kankan full of this nash. Oh, the nash is not going to have a problem of blios from the walls of the kankan because it's in plastic bags. Oh, so they have no problem. Guess what? You're allowed to go and buy and sell these kankanim shel oivd kechavim. Freit about litzra lemizbon. It should be aser because you just said that even though I'm not using it for wine, al yedei dover acher. For instance, to go make the saddles on the back of the chamoyim. You said that it's aser. Yet the kankanim shel oivd kechavim, we know the minig is that it's mutter. Kim
Zitzel.
Okay, Zintai. Zukti Mura. Maishna noidois and maishna kankanim. So now we have the stira. Here it says the gabi the noidois oser lasois mehen. I cannot use that for this. It's really not called a saddle in connection with the chamar. But whatever covering you put on the back of the chamar, it said that it's oser. You're not allowed to. Rav Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Shimon Kusai, oser lasois mehen shtich al chamar. Don't use them for rugs for the back of a chamar. Forget about it. Why? Because there's wine concentrate or wine belios inside the walls. But kankanim, we said, it's mutter. Maishna manishtana. Amarava gzeira shem yiboka noidoi vietlenu vietrenu algabe noidoi. Rav, this is a beautiful tenet. The truth of the matter is, perhaps you could use the Cheres Hadar Yoni Tachas Kroy Hamita. Just like you're allowed to go and buy and sell Kankan Rishloif Chavim to use to put in the plastic bags of Nash. No problem, because I'm not using it for the wine, I'm using it Ayyadei Bevarach. So you're asking me, so how come I cannot use a worn-out Noid and put it on the back of my Chamar? I'll tell you very simply. What happens if I am traveling, I'm taking Noidos of wine with me, and the Noid springs a leak. Oy, what am I going to go and do now? I have a good idea. I'm going to snip off a piece of that back of the rug on the back of the chamar, and I'm going to use it as a patch on the noid shel yayin that I have with me. Oy, but that shtiach on the back of the chamar is full of non-kosher wine. Amarov gzeid is shem yivoka noidoy, his own noid full, his own flask, which is full of wine, and this noid is made out of oir, out of leather. It's going to yibaka, it's going to explode, it's going to burst open. V'itlenu, and what is he going to do? He's going to go and v'itpareno, gabi noid, he's going to take one of the pieces, he's going to take that shetiach on the back of his chamar, snip off a piece, and use it as a patch. Oh, and now his noid of wine is going to have the blios of the non-kosher wine baked into that noid that he's using now as a patch. Fine, you answered my stira very, very well. Hemes and the Gemara says, it's mutter. So I'm allowed to use the cheres adar yoni for kroy hamita. I'm allowed to go and sell kankan. Just don't use a noid for the back of your chamor because of this gzeira. Well, what about according to the yom that holds? The kima de v'acher is also maishla kankanim de sharu. Why do they allow for the kankanim to be used by Jews? You just said now, kima de v'acher is also. Oh, malach, awesome, lesal yisura be'enei, hachi isal yisura be'enei. Awesome, what means the awesome? In the other cases, when you have a regular kankan, which has blios in the walls, Isser is not the end. What means Isser is not the end? It's very hard to extract those blios from the walls of the kankan because they are very insignificant. They're significant enough that Chazal said, don't use these kelim lechatchila. However, they're not significant in terms of, if you look into the barrel and you smell the barrel, you don't really see the wine blios. But hacha, in our case of the cheres hadar yoni, after all, that's how they developed the Cheres Hadar Yoni in the first place. For those of you that came a little bit late, Cheres Hadar Yoni was that in the times of Hadrian, they went and used virgin karka, virgin territory, planted in them brand new vineyards. The vineyards produced grapes which were full of delicious, delicious grape juice, which after being fermented was really strong wine. It was strong wine. And after that, they soaked. What they did is they filled up brand new barrels. They let those barrels hold the contents of this brand new fresh wine for days until the walls of the Cheres had of this Chavias had been soaked totally and immersed with this wine. After that, they broke it into small pieces and they use it like wine concentrate in the future by putting that in water and getting out the blios. The whole purpose of this Cheres Hadar Yoni was to keep the wine intact and geschmack. The Gemara said that after three times soaking a piece of Cheres Hadar Yoni in water, it had the same geschmack and the same taste as brand new bottles of wine that you just opened now for the first time. So therefore, you want the Isser Be'en. Oh, you want the Isser Be'en. Kiyumai de Dabar Acher is awesome. Those cases were just, that's the nature of things, that a Kaili is boileya from all different types of things in it. Oh, that already is not Isser Be'en, and therefore you can be makel on the kankan. And so we're right. Remember this story that we had, Shimon ben Guda said before the son of Ram Gamliel. Al Ram Gamliel, sheshasa mimenu be'akar, that he did drink from wine that had been stored in the kalim of Oiv de Kechot, even though l'choyre there's a problem of liyos. They said, that Ram Gamliel should go and drink from wine which had been, if you will, contaminated by the non-kosher blios in the walls of the kankan. Or I'll ask you a kasha. And now the Gemara brings a very similar brisa, but you'll see with the opposite conclusion. Yain that was stored, v'rukvois. Rukvois means the kelim, the flasks, the containers of oivdik chavim. Also, mishtia, you're not allowed to drink. Ubutabano, you're allowed to go and have anofa. Since it's only bliois, they were not machmer to even asibano, only mishtia. Hey, yitshimim min guda, lifnei benoishim gamliel, am gamliel. Oh, same thing as we had before. Shishos, I'm sorry, with an ayin, yes, very, very correct. Thank you for pointing that out. Shishosim imenu ba'akoi, he drank from this wine from the goyisha containers. He drank from that wine, a kosher wine, but it was held and stored in non-kosher containers in Akkad. V'hoidulay. Wow. Grave, when we quoted this earlier, go back 5 lines before the wide lines, we had Heyed Shimon Megudalef Nebenoishim Gamliel, etc. V'hoidulay. And here it says, V'hoidulay. Make up your mind. Did they agree with what Shimon Megudalef said or not? Gemara gives two answers. My lehoiduloi dekamar hasam kol siyata. Siyata means all of the talmidim that were there present when Shimon ben Guda was saying this. Lefnei benoi shirim gamliel. Even though the Gemara didn't tell us that there were others, but there had to be others because the first price says lehoiduloi. Hoidu of course is the lashon rabim. So therefore, that all the talmidim of course, talmidim today are frumer than their rebbes. Apparently that was the same situation then. They said, Konizan Dahiliger, Rebbe Ram Gamliel, should go and drink from non-kosher barrels. Konizan. Aval, but the second braisa is not talking about V'loi Hoiduloi on the Talmidim. Benoi, Moidele, he was Moide. And according to this teretz, you have to change the gears in the second braisa. When it says V'hoiduloi, you have to have V'hoideloi. Take out the V'hoidu. And make it v'hoideh. V'hoideh means he, individually, he was maskil. So the two braises are consistent. Yes, there was a difference of opinion. The Talmidim said, konizayin. And the Benoi said, no, I know my father. I know my father's a great tzaddik and godin godel. Because of his tzidkus, he was allowed to go mimekel because he knew what the halacha was. He didn't have to be machmir. That's teretz number one. Idboy yaseim teretz number two. Guda l'chud. V'guda l'chud. As our good friend Reb David Rakow has pointed out, the earlier Guda was with an Aleph, this Guda is with an Ayin. These are two separate stories. One time, Shimon ben Guda with an Aleph told his story, then Guda with an Ayin, Hoiduloi. So you're wondering why the second time they were maskim? Because the first time they just heard it from one Shimon ben Guda, the old poo-pooed it. That's kind of now they heard it from the second Shimon ben Guda. This is really a very good piece of news that they heard from both Shimon ben Gudas with an Aleph and Ayin. You have now two Edom. They said, okay, now we're Moida after war.
So the Hilchos HaKiman Osir is actually the Hilchos HaKiman Mutter.
You're talking about in the parentheses?
Yeah.
Based on the Gemara.
Because how we just ended, it seems like it's Mutter, right?
Because it says Hoidoloi.
Yeah.
But we have a Machloikis between Noi and between
the Galit. But it seems to be that they were loaded with him. No. So the end is the last thing we've got.
This last thing. Okay, I hear you.
I don't know. I love this.
No, what you're saying is beautiful. Also bear in mind, previously we were talking about Cheresa Daryoni. Cheresa Daryoni is full of Bliois.
Yeah.
Full. This, however, happens to be just a regular kankan, yeah. A regular rukvois of David Chum, so therefore perhaps it has a different din. Like the Gemara said before, Hachi Yisrael Yisur Be'enei, Hossam Les Yisur Be'enei, so you really can't paskin from the Gemara. Yes, by the way, Chassam Sofer says he finds that there's a third difference, right? We had, Gemara gave two terutzim, the difference between the first price and the second price, one says, that it was Benoi, and the other one was talking about all the other Talmidim, or Guda with an Aleph, Guda with an Ayin. He says, if you look, however, at the very first of these two braises, you'll see it says about Dardun Verkvois, Shalei Vechom, Yain Shal Yisrael, Konus Behem. Heyed Shem Ben Guda. Then the second braise says, Ramini Yain Habo Verkvois Shalei Vechovin, Heyed Shem Ben Guda, Lefnei, etc. What's the difference between the two? Says Chassam Sofer, the first one says that the wine was konesben. Konesben means that it was used for storage. That wine might have been there for a week, for a month. We're talking about a yid needed additional kankanim for his kosher wine, and he left the yain shi, so konesben, maybe there for a month, maybe there for 6 months in these barrels. Heyed shim menguda, that Ram Gamliel drank from them. The Talmidim says, Konish Zayin, Ram Gamliel, it was sitting there for 6 months. How could it be? It's Konish Zayin. However, the second price, it just says, Yain Habob Rukvoy Shalevicham. Why does it say Konishben? Yain Habob means he needed to go and transfer the wine from Tunis to Jerba. He knew that it was going to take a couple of hours, especially if he can't go over the ferry. You're going to have to go all the rim and a rim and a rim. It's going to take you 24 hours to get there. Come to 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, see, he was just transporting the wine. He wasn't storing the wine. Transporting the wine means, by definition, it wasn't there for a lengthy period of time. Oh, then Shimon Gude said that Ram Gamliel drank from that. I understand. It wasn't a storage container. It was just a transporting container. It was in and out. In the morning, they put the wine in. By night, they already poured it out, or the next day, or whatever. So that's why he had a third teretz, the difference between the two prices. It's a beautiful sumsoifer.
The assumption there was no blias.
The assumption is that there are minimal blias, if any. And then, like we heard Mr. Eilat said, maybe it's pochus mishishim. But something which is stored there on a long-term basis, that would already draw out all the time over a lengthy period of time. Chassam said it's beautiful. Only question is, how come the Gemara doesn't say that? So therefore, that slightly undermines, if you will. Right, Oiris Luba, what did it say in our Mishnah? Oiris Luba means that if you bought leather from a guy, and you want to go make out of it pocketbooks, or you want to make out of it shoes, or whatever you use leather for, if it's leather, levuvim. Levuvim comes from the word lev, from heart. If it's heartfelt levuvim, says our Mishnah, it's osur. Now, what's the problem with heartfelt levuvim? So we already explained in our Mishnah, but the Gemara now explains it in more detail. Tan Rabban, ezeu or levuv, kosher krua keneged halev. The koder kimin aruba. What does this mean? When you used to go and bring a takroivis is a sacrifice for the avodah zarah, and you bring a brand new animal, it's not like the Havdul Alfi Avdolis, we eat that we go and shech the animal. What they would do is the ultimate cruelty to the animal. You'd have 5 goyim holding down the animal, and then you'd have a surgeon or someone taking a knife, making a hole, a circular hole, where the lathe is, and then the animal is still alive. The animal's probably in agony. And then somebody puts his hand in and extracts the lathe, the heart, from the animal. Notice that our daf is daf lamed beis leif, achmona liba boy. Anyway, if it's karua keneged a leif, now a year later I go into my Jerba souvenir store and they're selling a piece of leather and there happens to be a hole, a circular hole, where the leif would normally be. The koder kmin aruba, koder kmin aruba, it's cut out like a flap, like you have a door on top of your ceiling. Yesh olav kordam. If you notice that arum and arum, around that flap, around that hole, there is blood, then it's awesome. Because then you see that this was used, mamish, that this must have been used for takrovis, and that's why it's still bloody. Ein olav kordam, but if there's no blood, then it's mutter. Then you just have to assume that after they skinned this animal was killed, or shochten, or whatever, and then they eventually stripped it, flayed it, of its outside skin, and then for some reason there was a hole in it, maybe to use it to hang it up on a hook or something like that. So then Engel of Kordam is mutter. Omer of Unaleshon, when do you say it's mutter Alishalei Molchoi? If this oil was not prepared by doing Malicha, by salting it. Al Molchoi, if it was salted, which would be part of, not talking about Malicha for eating, we're talking about Malicha for preserving the oil, then it's Osir. Why? Which means maybe there was a kurtam because it was used at the Krivis of Oydazara. There's no kurtam. Yeah. You know when they used it 6 months ago. From 6 months ago until now. They cleaned it and they salted it and they smeared it and they preserved it. See, that's why you don't see the kurtam any longer. But really it was used at the Krivis and therefore it would be Osirbano. If it's a round circular hole where they extracted the heart, then it's awesome. But if it's moshach, if it happens to be lengthwise, in other words, it's a vertical or horizontal cut incision, and not a circular incision, what's it then? Then it's mutter. Why? Because when they did the takrivis of Oidazara and they extracted the heart, these are heartless people, and they left the behemoth heartless, literally. So if it was circular, then they knew it for the takrivis. If it was a cut, then you knew that it was in the processing of the or, then they made a cut. So this is Rav Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. The Tanakam in our Mishnah did not make that distinction. The Tanakam just said, Cheres HaDayoni, Oidis Lebuvin, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, says the Tanakam, it's awesome. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it depends whether it's Ogul, whether it's Moshech. The Tanakam did not state anything. Om Rav Yosem Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, we pass on like this Rav Shimon Gamliel. Om Alei Abaye, Halacha Mechval Depli, it sounds like from what you're saying, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing with the Tanakam. If you look back in the Mishnah, back in Choftes Amid Beis, it just says Cheres Hadaryoni Va'oyreis Levuvin. Reb Shim Gamliel Oimer Bizman Shakera Shaloi Ogul Asur Mashal Mutter. Doesn't say what the Tanakhama holds. It could be Reb Shim Gamliel is not coming to argue. He's coming to be mafarish when it says in the Mishnah Oyreis Levuvin is Asur Bahano. You know what type? If it's Ogul, so why did Reb Yosef say that there's a machloikis, and we pass on like Reb Shim Gamliel, maybe there's no machloikis at all. As we know, it's so important to have a havas achim, a havas Yisrael. And therefore, why should we make a machloikis umzist for no reason? Amaleis, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, nu may nafkul chamina, what difference is that? Your machloikis, nish machloikis. Bottom line, we pass on like Reb Shim Gamliel. Amalei, Gemara, Gemara, Zemorta, Tehei. The Gemara uses this expression in a number of places. The word Zemorta comes not only Zemorta, it means a vine that you have in a vineyard. Zemorta, in this case, comes from the word Zemer. Zemer means a song. He's saying that when you learn Gemara, you have to learn Gemara seriously. You don't go and learn the Gemara as if you're doing something casual and everybody's dancing and everybody's clapping and everybody's singing. This is serious business. So therefore, if there's a machloikis, Rav Yosef, you're 100% accurate and on point to say, we don't pass the Tanakhama, we pass the Rav Shimon Gamliel. But if there's no machloikis, why are you even suggesting there's a machloikis by saying, halacha mechlal debli? This is just a song that you sing walking down the street, do you sing at chasanis? This is serious business, we're learning Gemara. Tosis points out that throughout Shas, we typically say that wherever you find Rav Shimon Gamliel in Mashnisen, halacha kamoisai, except for three places, orev v'tzidoin v'raya achroina. Otherwise, we always pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why does Rav Yosef have to say, here we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, we always pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the top Tosis says, obviously, Rav Yosef did not hold that way, because if he held that way, he wouldn't have to tell us halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. We always pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel, except for three cases, or v'tzidoin, v'raya achrein. Okay, back to the Gemara. Basar nichlas levodis kechavim mutter. We said that a Yid sees a Gentile entering into his base avodah zarah, and he's carrying with him some basar. And the Yid is able to stop him before he brings it into the church, into the base avodah zarah. Then the Yid can go and use it. Not necessarily you can go and eat from it. You'd have to know who shechted it. Maybe it's just nevela or treifa meat. But at least you can go and sell it. You're allowed to go and sell nevelas or treifas. So then, if it's nichlas avodas chavim mutter. Now, although the lashon of the Mishnah nichlas sounds like it entered, Rashi says that you stopped him at the door before he was able to bring the meat in. So then it's mutter, because then you can assume that nothing was done vis-a-vis the meat, just that the goy killed the animal at home, took the meat now to the base of Avodah Zarah, wants to give it to the galach to go and put on the altar or whatever, takrivs Avodah Zarah. Since he stopped him at the doorway, it's what? Man tanu kibar abba omre b'yichanam d'loi kireb lozer. The side it says d'loi kireb lezer. D'yir kireb lozer omar stam machshev esoiv kechovim la'avodah zkoi chovim. Stam the machshev of a Gentile, a pagan, who is killing or shechting his animal. What does he have in mind when he's killing or shechting the animal? He's not only having in mind to go and eat from that roast beef or pastrami or whatever. He has in mind, I'm going to use part of this meat and take it into the base of Avodah Zarah, and I'm going to give it for the... So even before he brings it into the church, his whole kavana was that this should be l'shem takrevis Avodah Zarah. And then it's already osir ab initio at the time that the animal was originally slaughtered. Because already then he had in mind for avodah zarah.
Why do we care for his machshava?
Why do we care?
His machshava, that doesn't mean anything for us. Machshava.
Yeah, but he is the one that owns this animal. He is the one that slaughtered it, and he has in mind for avodah zarah. Otherwise, according to what you're saying, is any time a goy brings an animal into the avodah zarah, into his church, and he wants to bring v'takroivis, the kalach says, "Why did you bring this in? I want to use it for the sacrifice." Sayyid will say, "Well, who cares what he wants to do with it? It's his neches, it's his property, and he has a right to have to direct his property any way he wants to, and he wants to use it for avodah zarah." So once he has in mind to use for avodah zarah, tzveta shtik avodah zarah. Like it says the Mishnah, that's only hanichnas, but basa that is yoytze leaves the church. Because the assumption is that it was used as part of the zivchei, the takroibus of avodah zarah, in the church. What's the reason? Because it's impossible that you go and bring meat into the church, and now you're bringing it out. What do you think he did with the meat? Do you think he just showed it to everybody? Look what a delicious piece of meat I have. Avada, he used it for takroibus of avodah zarah, and that's why it's awesome. Mani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he designed it. We had this Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira at the beginning of the parak. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Oimer minayin the takrovis avodas kechob, shemetame be'oihel. Can you imagine? You have a shtick flesh of the takrovis avodas. It's just a piece of meat, and you put it into an oihel. The whole oihel becomes tummy, as if you had a mess, as if you had a dead person. You have a piece of takrovis avodas zara meat. It's metame be'oihel. Shneimar. Said in the pasuk, "Yitzam de leval pa'ar," that they went and served the pa'ar. Pa'ar, as you know, is one of the major avodah zarahs. Vayoichlu zivchei meisim, and they ate zivchei meisim. Ma meis betame ba'oil. After kroivis avodah zechom betame ba'oil, and that's what our Mishnah is telling you, that the yoitz is osir mepnei the din of zivchei meisim, and that's why it's osir bahana. Finally, the Mishnah says, "Aholchin letrofis asurin losis losis imayim." The trophis means when you go on a pilgrimage. Every year you hear that thousands and hundreds of thousands of the Muslims go on a pilgrimage to Mecca. So here too, at certain times of the year, we're not talking about necessarily an it that we dealt with at the beginning of the Masechta. The people are on their pilgrimage to the church where they're doing their avodah zarah. So Omishmul, Ubikhamaholik Litrafa is Bahalicha Osur. If you happen to meet one of these goyim on the way to the pilgrimage and you want to sell him something, buy something, etc., do a transaction, don't do it. The Ozla Muidi Kami Avodis Kakab. Like we had at the beginning of Abhtahta, because he's gonna go on when he reaches the Avodah Zarah, he's gonna go in and say, "Ah, what a deal I made with this Jew, I'm so happy," and he sells Hal Bahidor to his Avodah Zarah. Bchazora on the way back, however, from the Trafois, from the pilgrimage, mutter, you're allowed to go and do business with that pagan, my the Hava, because it's already, the Yom Tov is over. In other words, he finished the pilgrimage, he's coming home now. Once he's coming home, he's not going to go back and say, "Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I did another deal and I want to thank you, Avoy Desert." It's already on. He's already with his mind set and going home. What about Yisrael, Chas Shalom, Mayit, Ahoylech Letrofois? He's going to the base of Avodah Zarah on that pilgrimage, accompanying all the goyim. Balicha mutter, you're allowed to do business with him, balicha. Why? Because we are melamed zchus, that he is going to change his mind, and he's not going to go ultimately to the base of Avodah Zarah, he's going to come home. But b'chazora, once he's gone home already, he went to the base of Avodah Zarah, and now he's returning, also don't do business with him. Why? Kim de avikba, since he, avik means that he's attached so closely to the avodah zarah. Can you imagine a yid goes to do pa'oir mit markulius with the ala chazarai, all of these avodah zarahs? Since avikba mehed the hod v'azel, even after that he is going to return after the pilgrimage to the base of avodah zarah, and he's going to thank that avodah zarah. Pray to more batani. So you said by yid there's a difference between bali chasan ubachazi rasan. Ay, but I need to surprise you, Yisrael, Ahoylich Letrof is Bein Balicha, Bein Bechazara, both of them are Osir. Even Balicha, you said Balicha, it's Mutter, because Shema, Dilma Hader, Bevelay Ozel, maybe he'll change his mind. Amar Vashi, Kitanya, he, that price is talking mad. Yisrael, Mummer, Tavadi Ozel, unfortunately, Eshen Fakrochen, he's already OTD of the Derech, he's already a Mummer, mumr hachas, mumr the teyovoin, he's already eating alamini chazarayin, he doesn't put on tefillin, he doesn't daven, etc., etc. Mumr, he's vada gonna go, and therefore it's osur bein, v'alicha, bein bachazorah. Have a good day, everyone. Hatzlocha rabba.